Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. Today is Thursday, May 27th. The year, in case you forgot, is 2021. Hey, I'm Devin Ellington. I'm the host, your host. You can find me at DALE007 on Twitter. Look up the show while you're doing that and give both of us a follow. The show you can find at Hoopball Gaming. That is the gaming division for the motherboard, the mothership of hoop-ball.com. That's the website that makes all of this possible. So get on over there. Check out the content. Get involved in forums. If you need some off-season help, you got to join up. We've already got international spotlight mock drafts going. There's all sorts of content already being churned out for this early offseason. Very brief offseason also. So have us in your pocket for next time around. Nail your draft. Want to also highlight mybookie.ag and manscaped.com. Those two folks, those two great sponsors, take good care of us here. Take good care of our listeners with their bets and their balls. Yep, that's right. Talk about the promo codes and the products in the middle of the show. But in case you don't make it that far, which shame on you, Hoopball20 will get you 20% off as well as free shipping over at manscaped.com. And the Lawnmower 4.0 just came out. It has a built-in LED light, waterproof, has a couple different guards it comes with, a nice charging base that's not too clunky. And then my bookie is just Hoopball, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, two zeros, two L's, two O's, I should say. Hoopball. That's a place you got to go place your bets. That's where we go. It's phenomenal. Bitcoin, e-currency, whatever you want to call it, crypto, is so easy to get your money in and out of there. The customer service, should you need it, is always available. Very responsive. Today's show is going to be a Tally Site Thursday one. We've also got lots of early baseball to look at. We might have a smidge of overlay, so I apologize. But we got stuff to talk about. Lineups are coming in. Stuff's getting set for today. Take a look at where I currently am in Tally Site. Last time I looked, it wasn't very pretty at all. Hopefully I've moved up a little bit. I cracked the top 10. I was second to last. Had a decent night last night. for this week, though, 17 and 22 with a push, so only 44%. Just kind of looking over what last night brought. Missed on a lot. But we got today to look at. We got today to build on. We got some great baseball that we're going to watch. The early card, it's a little underwhelming because, I mean, I've got some teams on the do not bet list for me. Philadelphia Phillies, they're dead to me. Marlins, they're right there with them because they were involved. And I've not had a good pulse on the Marlins all year, so I'm going to stay away. The doubleheader between Colorado and New York, the Mets. I wasn't interested in this game, this series, these two teams. I don't like betting on these two teams at all, really. They're just kind of bad. So it's hard to get a grasp on what they're trying to do or what they're going to do. So those automatically are going to be games that we're not spending a lot of time on today. So if you're tuning in for those, see you next time, maybe. No, I'm kidding. Stick around. We'll talk all the other stuff. Cubs, Pirates, Cleveland, Detroit, San Diego, Milwaukee, all start before 1 o'clock. And I've got opinions on some. I've already got some plays in the wager pass. So if you've not got one yet, while we listen to this, after you've followed us and after you've left a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, you go to hoop-ball.com and you look into getting the wager pass. It's $9.99, 33 cents a day. Do that. Look at my plays for today. We have some value throughout this card. Today's card's a little weird, but I think we can have some pinpointed success if we play it right. Had a losing effort yesterday. Had lots of weather. Yankees got, you know, rained out. I'm going to roll that game over to today. So we'll talk about that. Cubs, Pirates, you know, they're going to be the very first game up, you know, 11:35 a.m. here in the Midwest. I'm looking for the Cubs to win outright. You know, there's going to be juice there, obviously. Cubs, Pirates, like I said, Kendrick's on the mound, Anderson on the mound for the Pirates, the lefty. Cubs are at minus 140. Obviously, that's a lot of juice, and it's not something I can really give out in the wager pass. I don't even really like to use that much juice like for a free play. I mean, I know it's only 40 cents. You know, honestly, and I guess it just depends on what the followers or who the listeners, you know, what y'all are kind of wanting. You know, if y'all are okay with playing a minus 140 favorite to get a quick buck, I mean, sure. Lots of folks think that there's value in Pittsburgh. I don't see it. The Cubs are, you know, they just kind of play well against the Pirates. They struggled early on, but the last two series have been complete dominance by them. Kyle Hendricks is actually starting to round out. He's at a 500 record, 4.74 ERA, so he's down below that seven number. He was having an atrocious start to the season. It was bad. But he's got some things worked out. Tyler Anderson on the other side, the lefty. Now, Rizzo is going to be out. That's pretty big. Actually, I should have checked that first. Because that does kind of change my opinion a little bit. But David Bodie, he's capable. Ian Happ, very capable. Yeah. This lineup that the Cubs are rolling out, I mean, there's still Javi, there's Contreras, there's Chris Bryant. Contreras and Bryant hit really well against lefties alone. Ian Happ gets an upgrade. Man. With Rizzo being out, oh, man, I should have checked that. I'm sorry. Injury stuff needs to be the first thing I look at. That honestly does change my opinion a little bit. I got less confidence in it now, but I do believe that there's still value in that play. I'm going to roll with it because that was the route I was going to take. And honestly, Contreras getting hot right now is a good thing for the Cubs lineup. Got some young guys filling in right now that are going to get some exposure. There's not a lot of familiarity on them from the Pirates scouting. So, yeah, you know, I still feel good about it, just not as good. And, you know, I would understand if you don't want to take the play. Cleveland and Detroit. Like I said, I have an opinion on this one. Shane Bieber is on the mound, and Matt Boyd, the lefty, is on the mound for the Tigers. Shane Bieber, you know, he's had some rough outings recently, especially early. But I think he's going to, you know, it's hard. And I have had some not great success recently back in big names. So take with that what you will. I just feel as though Bieber's due for a bounce back. He's due for a strong, dominant start. The Tigers struggle offensively. They rank towards the bottom of the majors as far as strikeout percent or percentage and strikeouts per game. The Indians, they have a hard time backing Shane Bieber. But
support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With that being said, you know, it would give me good thoughts to go towards the under. I've been pretty spot on with the over-unders in this series. I missed last night, but hit the first two. Matt Boyd, you know, he can get some strikeouts. You know, he doesn't have terrible stuff. And we'll just kind of look at his – I just want to see kind of where his percentages are. Yeah, batters are only barreling his stuff up 5.8% of the time. You know, that's a pretty good measure. His exit velocity is only 87.8, which is towards the top percentiles. Hard hit percentage is low. Expected WOBA is sub 3. Expected batting average, 236. His K percentage is a little low. It's 19.4%, so he's hovering at that 20 mark. But his walk percentage is low. So if he stays away from walks, Boyd's got a chance to have a good day. A lot of whiff percentages that are kind of middling of the road for the Indians. You know, they're not known to strike out a ton. They're top 10 in strikeouts per game. There is a lot of power and a lot of swingers in this lineup. Swingers. But, you know, like Matt Boyd's that Tigers pitcher that can have some success here and there, you know? So look for that. Sure, it's a little hard to back the Tigers. Well, I'm not saying we're trying to back the Tigers. We're just needing Boyd to have a decent start because I think the under is in play here. And I wouldn't be shocked if these two pitchers both got to the sixth inning, seventh inning, you know. So see how that pans out. San Diego and Milwaukee. Hey, I'll be real brief here. I'm high on San Diego today. I am high on San Diego. I like this Weathers kid. You know what stinks? his peripherals, his expected stuff is not really great. But Adrian Hauser is worse in a few different measures. What Ryan Weathers has going for him is his walk percentage is pretty low. So that gives me confidence that he's got at least a sense of control and composure, you know, and putting his pitches in the places they need to be. I'd like to see the expected slugging, expected WOBA to be a little lower. You know, right now it's a 355 for the WOBA, slugging 477. Strikeout percentage is less than 20%, but his walk percentage is so low. So that, I mean, that's, he puts a lot of balls in play as a pitcher. And just looking here, I was going to see batters are barreling him up 8.3% of the time. So that's, you know, that's going to be right there in the middle-ish. And then you've got Adrian Hauser has a 10.2 barrel percentage. So if we're comparing the pitchers, and I am, you know, I think it gives a little more advantage to San Diego. They got more bats to worry about. This Brewers lineup is very diluted, very bad. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep. Your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need. Down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting, and the pitching of Weathers is going to be huge today. I would like to see Victor Caratini get involved. I think he could have a big day. And then, you know, see if Weathers can get some change or some off-speed stuff going to get some chase percentages up, swing percentages, all that good stuff. Just kind of look and see how that goes. But, you know, just to be frank, and again, like, it gives me pause because he's been so good to start his performance here this season. You know, he's 2-1 with a sub 1.5 ERA. We look at that, you're like, man, he's been good. But you can get cold really quick too. So sometimes I do have pause or just timid feelings about backing such a hot pitcher, someone who's been doing really well. Just because I'm weird like that, you know, I played baseball, I'm superstitious, and it's something that I always keep in my mind, and I shouldn't. But nonetheless, I like San Diego here, obviously outright to win. I've got a couple different wager pass write-ups involving this game with a lot of value that I feel in it. So I can't give away too much, but I think that San Diego definitely comes with their bats today. Wouldn't be shocked if we see an over. Hauser, he's been good up and down. So I wouldn't be shocked if he got roughed up a little today. That game is at 12:10 p.m. in the afternoon in the middle of America. Kansas City and Tampa Bay. This has just been a nasty series to handicap. I think I'm like 1-4 on my Kansas City Royals plays in this series. It's been a little gross, and I'm not sure what to make of it. I don't want to touch it. It's Brady Singer, Sean McClanahan, the lefty. The Royals just, they're so bad on the road. They are so bad on the road. They don't do anything good on the road. There's like such a huge downtick in everything. Defensive and offensive metrics, runs per game, runs allowed, pitching performance, bullpen performance. It's just too much. Strikeout percentage, walk percentage, it's everything. I probably can't speak for that, but more than what I saw, not. So the only thing that I'm really looking at, that's because I found some numbers that I liked, but Tampa Bay to cover the spread, I got plus 120 last night. It's already come down to plus 115. So I'm going to look at that and, you know, see how I feel about it. The Royals hit decent against lefties, but again, they're at the Tampa Bay Stadium. They're not, you know, they're at Tropicana Field, so they're not at home. Cannot back the Royals in any way on the road right now. And watch, they'll prove me wrong. They'll win this game 8-2 or something. Watch. Like I said, I'm cycling over the Toronto-New York game under 9. Switch it to under 7 with these pitchers. You know, I'm just kind of rolling the same philosophy into it. And you're seeing something that I don't do very often at all. I'm getting in on this doubleheader, but I felt so strongly about this game, and it was already in the wager pass from yesterday, that I'm just, and now it's under 7, and we're getting it at plus 101 in some spots. We can get plus 100 on my bookie. So even money. So yeah. You know, I think that's just kind of how it's going to be. The unfamiliarity of the pitcher making his debut for Toronto, Alek Manoah, your main making some good start. I think your main can probably pitch this whole game. You know, if he comes out and does right and gets himself established early, this game's at 3:05 p.m. Central Standard, Central Daylight, whatever you want to call it, on MLB Network. Under 7 for me at even money. Over 7's getting heavy shade at minus 120. And with the way that New York's bat's been playing or not hitting, you know, I'm not really into it. Toronto, New York, I talked about the trends in their games that they've played this year, only one over in about 10 games played. So I'm not looking to back that at all. I have no opinion on the second of the doubleheader, which is Robbie Ray and Montgomery. I would probably look at the over in that one. And, you know, which is honestly no opinion. No opinion. Yeah, I just, there's been a lot of shifting on that market, on that game, and I'm not really into it. Another game we're going to keep an eye on that was from yesterday. We are picking up some of our bets in place. So we're going to have over 9.5 on the line in this one. Bets that we had in it yesterday, over 9.5, Cincinnati over 4.5. So when the game was paused, 3-0 was the score, and we were in the bottom of the fourth. So we need the Reds to go ahead and kick it in the gear here. This, we have two plays in the wager pass on this, so this is another rollover. The Reds, my notion was that they were good against righties. So hoping that they can get their bats going as they resume play about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They play again in the evening, another doubleheader. So I'm going to just go ahead and roll out that second game. Not really interested in that. And then if we look later to tonight, our PM games, about 7:10 PM, we've got Baltimore and the White Sox. I'm looking to back the White Sox here. White Sox over their team total, over 5, over 9. Zimmerman, he's been serving it up a little lately. Dylan Cease, you know, he just can't have one of his super dominant 8-inning pitching performances, and I think we're good to go. Baltimore has been actually putting some, you know, runs together as an offense lately. They are losers of their last 5, though. But they've scored multiple runs in each of their games that they've lost. The over is 4-1 in the last 5 games, you know, because they're allowing so many runs. And that's my notion here. I honestly think if we hit the over, it's going to be because the White Sox do it themselves. There's a lot of guys in this lineup that love lefties. They love to hit them. But, you know, as long as Baltimore can scratch across 3 to 5 runs, I think we're going to be golden. You know, even if it's 2 to 4, I think we could be golden. But I honestly think that the White Sox help us by themselves. As far as what the White Sox do, as far as over-unders at home, they're 10-15 to the under. So, you know, they got some room to make up. Pretty heavy on the unders this year. And I just think that their bats are in a good spot to take care of business and maybe look at getting us that over all by themselves. Over 5 on the team total. Zimmerman, you know, he's got his 5.59 ERA. And, you know, I'm going to pull up some stuff on him real quick just so we can see about that. And then I've got some other team stats out there that I've been looking at. I'm going to just randomly talk about. And then we can just kind of dissect a few things, because that's always fun. Dissecting is fun. So if we look right now, the White Sox and the Orioles as teams, you know, batting, they've got collectively 3 guys that are over 30% on their strikeout percentage. So we see some disciplined bats, see some pretty high expected slugging, more so for the White Sox, obviously. They've got 7 of their hitters with an expected slugging of over 400. Jose Abreu, the top dog at 533. But I got in here for the pitchers. Yeah, Bruce Zimmerman giving up a hard hit percentage of 43.4%. Expected WOBA 382. Expected slugging 554. 17.3 strikeout percentage. Now he just doesn't walk a lot of people. So if we look and see, I'm going to pull his Baseball Savant page up to just show a little more here. I want to look at his road splits. Throws his four-seam fastball 44.6% of the time, which is the most. Throws it up in the zone a lot. So I think what we're going to see here is guys like Jose Abreu and guys like Tim Anderson that hit fastballs up really well are going to have some success. He is bottom percentile in just about everything. So, looking for some White Sox success against Bruce Zimmerman today. He's not really doing a whole lot. His last game that he pitched, he went 3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned. His May whip is 1.5 right now. His 2021 whip is 1.55. Probably going to look and see some dingers from the White Sox today. Want to look at what some teams are doing as far as opponent strikeout percentage. Who's striking the most folks out? Top 5, we got San Diego, the Yankees, Milwaukee, the Dodgers, the Mets. And then we round out the top 10 is the Chicago White Sox, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, Los Angeles Angels, and Cincinnati. Teams that are allergic to striking people out. Bottom 5 in the league, 30th, Colorado, 1 down to 26 is going to be Seattle, St. Louis, Detroit, Arizona. Man, how rough. So, teams at home with the highest strikeout percentages this year, San Diego and LA at 30% on the road, Milwaukee, 28.4%. So teams on the road strike out less home teams. Huh. Interesting. Okay, let's just move on to the next game. I just want to get into some random baseball tangent stuff there. St. Louis and Arizona. I've got to go. Man, this line's plummeted too. And I have not had good luck picking cards. So I'm actually going to back off taking the card straight up. I looked at it last night. I put it on a hold, and I did minus 125 for the cards, and it's come down to minus 105 today. So lots of movement to Arizona. Harrison Bader's still out, obviously. He's in the 10-day aisle. Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I don't need to back the cards. I tried to the other day. Failed me. As a Cubs fan, I tried to back cards. I just knew better. Over 9.5, however, is at even money. Carlos Martinez, the wild card, is 3-4 with a 4.18 ERA. And then Matt Peacock, this young kid, the righty, 1.1 ERA. I'm sorry, 1-1 record with a 4.91 ERA. And we got a dome. We got teams that have potential to slug. We got pitchers that aren't doing particularly well. So I'm looking at some offense here. I think that it's possible we get the over pretty early in play. We've seen some bad collapses from each bullpen recently also. And Arizona just has literally one of the worst bullpens in all of the majors. Boy, howdy. Oh my goodness. Wow. Last night, the Rangers were at plus 108. I saw it. I liked it. They got Colby Allard on the mound, a dominant lefty. He hasn't been in the lineup too much this year. He's 1-0, 3.15 ERA. He's a strong lefty, like I said, powerful lefty. Seattle's offense is down. They strike out a lot. They don't strike out a lot of people. And I think what we're going to see is Texas is going to get a boost in their strikeout numbers. And we're going to see Eilert have a decent performance here tonight. I like to back this kid. I saw the movement coming down. I checked it a couple hours between each other last night, and it was at plus 108, and whenever it made it all the way to plus one or even money, I just went ahead and grabbed the even money. And man, it's at minus 108 now on Bovada. If we look on my bookie, it's to minus 110. I mean, it came crashing down. And the Rangers are the road team. Chris Flex and the KBO transfer back home. The righty, 4-2 with a 5.09 ERA. He's not been going deep into games, so we don't see a ton of movement on his record. His ERA, though, is pretty high, and his peripheral numbers are pretty high. So I think what we're looking at is for Texas to win here. I like Texas, but holy hell, that shift, it completely flipped by like a dollar. I think that's what it would be. If it went from minus 108 or plus 108 to minus 108, that'd be equivalent of a dollar, right? So yeah, Texas on the road. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but they've been competitive. They won those three games against the Astros, but then lost the two-game set against the Angels. They've been scoring runs, and I think they can get it done. I do. I just can't believe it flipped so much like that. That's just ridiculous. Because to me, that, you know, it, well, I mean, there goes some of the value, you know, a lot of the value in it from last night, honestly. Okay, so real funny thing to look at there. All right, I'll wrap it up here. I like over 8 in the Angels A's game, A's versus A's. Shohei Ohtani's pitching. Bassett, yeah, they got low ERAs. Bassett's been doing decent. He's been doing a lot better, really well, in fact. But I think now is a good time to look at an over Ohtani dynamic when he's hitting. So it seems like every game he pitches in, the over seems to get dangerously high. So it's actually come down from 8 to 7.5. I like that even more. And, you know, I could see it being easily a 5-3 game, especially with the Angels bullpen. They're just bad. And then the A's, you know, they're allowing, you know, if I remember right, let me double check myself before I make myself look like a fool. But the A's, you know, they've been involved in some double-digit games recently. You know, 9 runs, not double digits, but their most recent game was an over. 6-3 result winning against the Mariners. Mariners just don't produce a lot of runs, so that series was a grinded-out series against Mariners. 2 unders in that series, but then the game before the Mariners series, hey, look who the A's played. They played the Angels, and they went over by 11, or with a total score of 11. 2.5 runs over the set total. So if we look at over-unders for the year, the Angels are 29 and 18, huge number. And then at home, the overs for the A's, they are 16 and 12 opposed on the road, 8-12-1. So a lot of overs at home for the Athletics. In the last 10, both teams, the Angels are 8-2, Athletics 7-3 to the over. So lots of runs been scored with these two teams. And lots of runs been given up. So that'll wrap the MLB. Let me throw some quick NBA at you. I already got some stuff in here that I like. -1.5 for Milwaukee. I think they go up 3-0. I do. Miami looks cooked. Milwaukee, they're just playing tough. It opened at +1. The line moved. I'm looking to follow the steam tonight at 9 Central. The news of Chris Paul and his health is a huge one. You can still get +7s because there's no official ruling of Chris Paul right now. He's probable, But as soon as he's ruled in, we're going to see movements on the total. We're going to see movements on the spread. I went ahead and grabbed Phoenix plus 7 last night because I think it should be closer to 5. Over 10.5, I already grabbed that last night. It's back up to over 210.5. Sorry, I was used to talking baseball. Yeah, over 10.5, I'll take that all day. It's basketball. Over 210.5, it's already inflated back to 211.5. It opened at about 210.5. Okay, I thought it opened higher and came down and then it was going to go back up. So never mind. I do like the over. I do like the Suns plus the points. I think they're going to get Chris Paul. So look for that to be a major, major difference. Just, you know, with Chris Paul originally in and healthy, this was at a 2.5 line. Plus 2.5 for the Suns. Denver, Portland. Portland minus 4 in what I think is going to be a shootout. This is going to be an interesting game, interesting series. One of my most intriguing series to watch as we move through these playoffs. So I'm liking Portland as the 4-point favorite. I think Dame and McCollum are going to be huge tonight. Norman Powell, I think, is going to have a 20-point game. And Denver, I think they're in every other game type of team. And they showed out last game. Portland got into some early foul trouble, made some stupid plays early. Like, it was just every possession for 5 or 6 in a row. Possessions in a row where it was just like bad play, just throwing the ball out of bounds over each other's heads, into empty space. So just that kind of stuff that will hopefully be cleaned up in this game. And hey, breaking news, congressional bill introduced Thursday that would allow college athletes to form unions and be considered employees of their schools. So that moving forward is going to be interesting to watch. And I think that college sports and the scope of it, as we know, is going to be changed here soon. But got the NBA plays, got the MLB stuff. We got the hot take on that college athletic hoopla shenanigans. I am excited for today's baseball. Looking to get this out to you. I want to highlight 2 albums before we get out of here. I want to talk about Alt-J, their album An Awesome Wave. It was their first album. It came out in 2014, I think it was. I'm sure there's a couple of you that have heard at least a couple Alt-J songs. Alt-J is really good. They're an English band. Kind of odd, you know. So if it's not you, it's not you. But they their instrumentations are really interesting. Different sounding stuff, percussion. Really odd vocals, you know. Nice harmonies and all that, just kind of craziness. They're very, I'm not sure how to explain them, but they're definitely not Radiohead. But they jam. They for sure jam. And then I want to talk about Hello Nasty, because this album's been on my mind a lot. For some reason, I've just been thinking about the Beastie Boys a lot. You know, MCA, 1/3 of the Beastie Boys, passed away almost 10 years ago. And so they're one of the musical influences in my life that are most strong. I remember some of my most early memories of music is my dad like putting cassette tapes of Paul's Boutique and License to Ill into different, you know, various tape playing devices. So Hello Nasty was like a super futuristic, just breaking super disco funk time for the Beastie Boys. And the album cover is phenomenal. It's them in a sardine can, like floating towards the sun. It's got storytelling. The instruments that they use, a lot of synth, a lot of keyboard, a lot of funky bass, drums, like, and a lot of people don't realize that the Beastie Boys, all three play instruments and they create like almost every sound on their album. So highly underrated musicians, in my opinion. I love the Beastie Boys, and Hello Nasty is my favorite Beastie Boys album. Came out in 1998, almost 23 years old. Wild. So Beastie Boys, Hello Nasty. You got to listen to it today. And then An Awesome Wave by Alt-J. Really, really enjoy both of those albums. 2012. I said 2014. Yeah, 2012 was the Awesome Wave release year. Okay. I think that does it. Tunes, sports, gambling. All right. Wager Pass is up and active. We got some plays in there. We got lots of stuff. Going to be adding more. Blake at Blake LaWatch is on the free play for us. So check that out. Make sure you leave those 5-star reviews in Apple Podcasts. You're going to get something in return potentially if you do. And it is cash. We just enter you into a nice little drawing, and then bada bing, bada boom, your pockets get bigger. So look for that. We got some fun shows to round out the week. We got some other stuff to look forward to. And with that being said, make sure to go do something safe, something kind, and something nice today. Be positive. I'm sending you my positive vibes and my positive energies. And we got some awesome baseball to keep an eye out on tonight. Looking forward to it. Follow me. Follow the show. I'm at DALE007. The show is at Hootball Gaming. If you want to go further, at Hootball Tweets is going to get you all the Hootball stuff. All of it. So help us grow, and we can give more. That's what it's about, giving. With that being said, today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.